This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address an NDA rally, Prajagulam, in Palanadu district, Andhra Pradesh, this evening. He will also be participating in the NDA political meeting of Bharatiya Janata Party, Telugu Desam Party and Janasena Party, setting the stage for the coming general and state assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh. The Telugu Desam Party recently joined the NDA fold after a gap of 5 years. The Prime Minister is holding mega road shows and rallies in southern states since Friday as part of the party's election campaign for Lok Sabha polls. Mr. Modi will address public meetings in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Telangana tomorrow and the day after. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has summoned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board, DJB. He's been asked to depose before the investigation agency at its office in the National Capital tomorrow and record his statement under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. This is the second case registered under PMLA in which Mr. Kejriwal has been summoned. He is already facing summons in the Delhi excise policy-linked money laundering case. Till now, Mr. Kejriwal has skipped 8 summons in the case, terming them illegal. The 9th notice has been sent to him to appear before the ED on the 21st of this month. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India needs to be prepared domestically by focusing on manufacturing to counter China. Speaking at the India Today conclave yesterday, he said if you need to deal with China, you need to have an economy which is geared up for it. Dr. Jaishankar said it is not just about the boundary issue, but there are major economic issues as well. The External Affairs Minister said it was only in the last decade that India started focusing on its manufacturing sector to take on China. Dr. Jaishankar noted that while the relationship with China deteriorated after the 2020 Galwan clashes, tensions had been building up over a period of time. Speaking about the military-level talks with China, Dr. Jaishankar said there are issues related to border patrolling because both the forces are forward deployed. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has attached 4 immovable properties as proceeds of terrorism in the ISIS module case in Pune's Kondhwar today. The NIA, in a statement, said that the attached properties are linked with 11 accused persons, including 3 absconders. It said that they were being used for the purpose of IED fabrication and its training and planning of terrorist acts. He said the properties used by the accused are residential houses and flats. The NIA further said this case relates to an ISIS conspiracy to spread terror by carrying out attacks at various places in Maharashtra, Gujarat and other parts of India. The Indian Navy has successfully rescued 17 crew members of a hijacked cargo vessel MV Rowan and captured all 35 pirates from it. The Indian Navy said INS Kolkata intercepted the pirate ship, which was sailing almost 2,600 kilometers from the Indian shores, and forced it to stop through calibrated actions. The operation lasted for 40 hours. Later, the vessel was sanitized for the presence of illegal arms, ammunition and contraband. The Maltese-flagged vessel was hijacked in December last year near the Yemeni island of Socotra. The Indian Army contingent departed for Seychelles today to participate in the 10th edition of Joint Military Exercise Lamitier 2024 between the Indian Army and Seychelles Defence Forces, SDF. Indian athlete Gulveer Singh shattered a 16-year-old national record by over 20 seconds by clocking 27 minutes and 41.81 seconds in the 10 event at San Juan Capistrano in California. The 25-year-old finished second in the men's 10,000-meter race on Saturday. However, the Asian Games bronze medalist failed to qualify for Paris Olympic Games as he missed the qualification time of 27 minutes by over 41 seconds. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, the summit clash between Royal Challengers Bangalore and Delhi Capitals will be held at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. The Smriti Mandhana-led RCB defeated defending champions Mumbai Indians by 5 runs in the semi-final on Friday, while table toppers Meg Lanning-led Delhi Capitals entered the final directly. And that is the end of this news bulletin.